savings person because I'm primitive. I have kind of a peasant's view of the economy. If I can't eat it, like, okay, it's not that interesting to me. So I believe in like ammo and wheat. But I'm not kidding. But it's through a conversation with Michael Saylor earlier this year where he kind of explained that actually the central banks, and I'd always been suspicious of them, use currency as a means of social control. And unless you have a way out of that, then there's really no way out, period.
CBDCs are no longer a fictional concept. These are real. They are happening. It's really driven from the top down. It's not just the central banks, but the governments of countries are putting policy out there saying, we will have a CBDC.
I mean, COVID makes it accelerates the process of digitalization and automatization. It legitimizes the deployment of mass surveillance, even in democratic countries, and it makes surveillance go under your skin.
The Federal Reserve is considering a digital dollar. The implications for privacy and freedom are frightening.
This is Richard Werner, the top academic scholar in the world on central banking.
The nature of this CBDC, what is it actually going to look like? They never talk about that.
Right.
But I heard one European central banker tell me what it's going to look like. He saw it. And it was around this large and would be implanted under your skin.
CBDC. If that happens, we're done.
So you might have missed what happened Wednesday afternoon at the Fed, but they started their CBDC.
And you see, the difference of this forced industrial revolution is it doesn't change what you are doing. It changes you.
Nobody wants to know what's in the vaccines because, look, if people understood what was in the vaccine, they'd go apeshit.